Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one from my books, all of them, especially the last two, The Age of the Customer and The Third Ingredient. Go to jimblastinggame.com. You find out more about them there. Dr. David Gage is our guest, our good friend, 15-year member now of our Brain Trust, founder of BMC Associates, author of the Partnership Charter. He's all about partnerships, folks. And I'm telling you, if you have a partnership, if you are thinking about having a partnership and you don't know about what David Gage teaches, you're making a mistake. David, thanks again for being here. I want to talk about the charter in a little bit, but first I want you to, you were about to give us some tools to help us understand why we need to slow down before we go right. full bore into a partnership, slow down and work through this process. And here's the most important thing, David, I'm going to say this one last thing. If it doesn't fit the process, the profile that people know needs to be followed, break up the partnership before it starts. Don't go down that road.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't fit going in, it will not fit on the other side. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, one of the most important things is to make sure people are, the person you're becoming, people you're becoming partners with are like, partner kind of people, because not everybody is that way. In my book, I quote a woman named Ginger Spencer down in Florida, a real estate person, and she said, "I could never have partners because I have to do things my way. Furthermore, I never want to be accountable to anybody." She's a wonderful real estate person.
Yeah,
and she's now. In her late 70s, she's around 80, and she's up every morning at 5.
Still kicking
it. She's an incredible real estate person, but she's always known that having a partner was not right for her.
That's an important thing to do, yeah.
Well, and it's an important thing to realize, Jim, and not everybody realizes it. And maybe it's because there are such advantages to having partners. You can go faster. You can do more things. And you can, I mean, companies nowadays, they're just started by partners. I mean, they're the classic old line companies like Dow Jones and Payne Weber. These are all companies that were started by, you know, William Payne and Wallace Weber.
Right.
And Sherman Williams and Hewlett Packard. And Wells Fargo. These are
Sears
all
Roebuck.
partners' names. And then today, it's just even more so. Google, Apple, Microsoft, Intel, Facebook. You know, they're all partner businesses because starting a business is just easier when you have more people putting their energy and power behind it. But you have to know who these partners are. And we were talking a moment ago about using some tools to learn more about one another. Mm-hmm. So really, I suggest there are three that we use with partners. One is something called the DISC test, which is a personality styles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very positive way to learn about your own and each other's personalities.
And the DISC test will tell you what your personality is like. And what it'll also tell you which one, the D, I, the S, or the C, if one doesn't work well with the other, right?
Exactly. And it will tell you where the challenges are, and they're just good things to talk about and to understand. And
I'm a thermonuclear to the 10th power D.
Yes, you are. A little high on the dominant scale and extroverted. I think that you're extroverted.
I'm not really an extrovert. Not in the classic sense. No, I can keep my own company. I'm kind of an ambivert. They call me an ambivert because I can go either way. But you would think that I would be. But I am dominant. I admit that. Go ahead. Now, what's next?
Well, that's one test, the DISC, DISC. People can find that online. Another really important one for partners is called the TKI, the Thomas Kilman Inventory. And the TKI helps people understand how they deal specifically with conflict situations. Are they likely to avoid them? Do they get into competing? Are they, how cooperative and collaborative are they? Things like mm-hmm. that.
Well, that's, do they avoid conflict? Do they see conflict as an assault, or do they see conflict as a way to make a project something better, to discuss it and we can talk about it in a strong way without having our feelings hurt? Isn't that important?
Right. Well, it is so important. And just that conversation, that the results from the test, which is easy. All of these things only take like 15 minutes and they don't cost a lot of money. And
right.
you can find them on the web. It just they result in such good conversations for any partners who are going to plan
yep.
to be in business together. Because, you know, like everybody says, being partners is like being married, except I spend more time with my business
right.
partner than my wife.
And number three.
Yeah, and number three is personal values. Knowing something about what motivates you and how you make decisions. They say personal values are kind of the underpinnings of our decision.
I believe that's more important than the other two. What do you think?
I think it's very important. I agree with you, you know.
Because values include, in some ways, I mean, really, how honest are we? How ethical am I and you? You know, what do we stand for?
Yep.
How do we feel about treating other people? This is really important, folks. This is critical. And if you don't get good answers when you do this process Dave is talking about, prepare yourself to walk away. Walk away.
Let's talk about that when
Dr.
we come
David
back.
Dr. David Gage and I will talk about walking away after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.